Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. If you are listening to this episode hoping to get the Instagram experiment update from Kat, we already covered that. We said we were going to do it in a fifth thing, but we ended up making it a Thursday episode on four things. So just go back a few days, broop, and you'll find it on the November 25th episode. But we always start off our Tuesday episodes with a quote. And mine's actually a joke from El Arroyo's page from their sign, because I love following them. It's so funny. So here's what they put on their sign, and I'm quoting it. Want to hear a joke? Sleep. I don't know. I don't get it either. Because yeah, I mean, I've not been getting good sleep lately, and I don't know why. When I first started neurofeedback, I was getting really good sleep. Now I'm like more efficient with tasks because it's helping with my ADD, and I just like stay up working. I'm not tired, but I know I'm not getting the sleep that I need, and I know that sleep is good. Sleep is important.
It is.
Yeah. Do you feel like you get adequate sleep? Did you resonate with that joke?
I guess I get a lot of sleep. But I have been thinking about my sister. She's had a baby and she doesn't sleep.
Oh, well, that's what El Arroyo put in the caption was shout out to parents.
Yeah. I was like, what's it like? You never know when you're going to be able to just sleep for a long time.
This is another one that El Arroyo put up. You might like this one better. It was, I still don't like the way y'all acted over toilet paper to just humankind.
Like yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to follow that account.
Yeah. So good. And they have cute little coffee mugs. I talked about it in our gift guide episode. Because they have their sayings on mugs, and it looks like the El Arroyo sign, and they're pretty cute. And I bought a few for Christmas presents. Another thing they put up recently was a fun thing to do in the morning is not talk to me.
Wait, I actually do like that one.
All right, wow. Let's get into this email, and it's from my friend Liz in Orlando. Hey, Amy, I thought I'd email you about something you talked about on the Bobby Bone Show. I have advice about how people can think about signs, and it might be something that you and Kat could discuss. You said you've been contemplating a life decision, and recently while you were walking, a man put letters up on a sign and some of the letters dropped and the N and the O landed in front of you. One way to think about the quote sign is if your decision is no, take a minute to pretend that no is your decision. How does that make you feel? Do you feel relieved, at peace, happy, or do you feel sad, doubtful, regretful? I think Bobby said, trust your gut, which sounds easy, but it can be hard to do. And this is a way to help you figure out what your gut is telling you. If you can't decipher how you feel, you could also try to picture your life 1 year or however long after making your no decision. Do you imagine yourself better off or not? I thought Kat and her background as a therapist might also have some advice. Thanks for all you do. Gonna shop theshopforward.com now for holiday gifts. Again, your friend Liz in Orlando. Which, thanks Liz for keeping the Shop Forward and a Spa and four things and all that in mind for holiday gifts. I hope y'all did enjoy our gift guide episode if you haven't gone back to listen to that. Again, the El Arroyo mugs are on there. It's not just Shop Forward stuff. Mary and I both shared a lot of things we're going to be shopping this Christmas season from all kinds of places. And at theshopforward.com, if you search the gift guide in the search bar, it'll come up. And there's links to every product we talk about. So don't feel like you have to sit there with a pen and paper and write down everything that we talked about. Mary put it all up on the website. And then we have the gifts that give back for girls, boys, kids from the Shop Forward and Spawn Four Things, all organized for you as well. So just a tool that you can use. And now Kat, she kind of mentioned what had happened, but I was thinking about a decision. I was walking along and then these letters fell in front of me. They weren't like right in order. It wasn't like N-O.
Yeah.
But the only ones right there in front of me were an N and an O. Yeah. And it just was ironic.
Were you looking for a signier sign?
Yeah. Kat and I have done an episode about that, looking for a signier sign. Yeah, I guess to her point, she was thinking you might have some advice on this, but what do you think about what she was saying of picturing myself?
I love that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Something I do a lot of times in therapy is I'll like, if people are struggling with a decision, whether it's about a relationship or a job or a move or recovery minded, I'll set up like three chairs on one side going one way and three chairs on another side going another way, like all behind each other. And we'll pick like 30 days, a year, 5 years, and each chair will represent either decision. And I'll have them sit in each chair and talk about what their life is like based on that decision in 30 days, what their life is like based on that decision in a year, and then 5 years down the road. And they'll do both sides. And then we'll process like, what did that side feel like? What did that side feel like? And it's really cool because a lot of times we're not thinking all of that through. We're thinking like immediate, what feels right in my gut now.
And I'll just say too, again, I'm not a licensed therapist, but I'm a person that has had a lot of therapy this year. And there is something about, people might be like, why do you need three different chairs? Why can't you just sit there and just think about that time? There is something oddly powerful about, even sometimes my therapist will just have me stand in the corner of, like, I even do Zoom with my therapist and she'll have me stand up and pick a corner of the room. And she's like, go stand in that corner. And then we talk about something in that corner. And she's like, all right, now go over to that corner. Mm-hmm. And that corner might represent me in another state, like not state of mind, an actual state in the country because of where I was at the time that whatever it is we're processing. And I really do. It's something about my body. Like, let's say I was in something from Texas. I feel it. When I go to that corner, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. This is so weird. Mm-hmm. So I'm just backing up if case anybody was questioning or thinking about maybe trying this out with themselves, that having three designated spots for those three different time periods can be crucial to the exercise.
Yeah. And you can even do it like, my couch has like two big main cushions. And so one side of the couch could represent a yes. One side of the couch could represent a no. You sit in either spot and you talk about it, what it feels like to be there. And that even, it's very simple. You can do that anywhere. You can journal in one spot and then go to the other spot and journal in the other spot.
Yeah. And so Liz in Orlando, like, this is such good advice.
Yeah.
Are you just our friend? Or are you a licensed therapist as well? Or maybe you've done some work yourself. I feel like this is great advice. So definitely wanted to just pass it along to anybody else that maybe is looking for a sign or needs a signier sign, or maybe you haven't seen a sign at all. You're just contemplating some decision-making. I mean, I think that like we've all done or been exposed to a pros and cons list, but there is something about what, I guess what it's called is like, that's part of experiential therapy where that's an exercise in which you're doing to tap into
your body, because your body is so good at identifying safety once it actually learns what that means. And so moving into those different spots might help you feel more grounded and settled, and that might feel more safe, and that might be the decision. But what I also want to say is, when we're making big decisions like this, sometimes we're looking for it 100%, and very rarely do we have 100%. There's going to be space in both. And so it's just about like dropping into your body and then learning how to trust your body, and then learning that even if something happens that I didn't foresee happening, I can still trust that this was the best decision that I made at the time.
Yeah, I struggle with that, just to be honest. Like, I want it to be 100%. Like, I want to know. And now I'm so maturing and knowing that, like, that's just not possible. Yeah. Did you bring up breathing? What made me think of this?
We were talking about breathing before we started recording.
Well, I know we were, but like something.
Breathing kind of, like, your, how you breathe might be a sensory thing when it comes to like safety.
Yeah.
So how are you breathing when you're sitting here? What do you notice about your breath? What do you notice about your breath when you're sitting over here? I notice that it's more shallow over here. Okay, I wonder what that means. I notice that it's like I'm able to like just take bigger exhales over here. Okay, what does that feel? I don't know, it feels a little calming. Huh. I wonder why it feels calm to be in this spot.
Mm-hmm. And my therapist will have me do things like even put my hand on my heart. Or if I am feeling not calm, like sometimes she'll just have me touch. She's like, where on your body feels tense right now? And then I touch it. And then sometimes I'll realize like, oh, it's my throat area. And then like that will mean something, like, cause it's like I'm holding something right there.
Yeah.
And then she's able to walk me through that. So,
so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. And the reason why I asked about the breathing part too, cause it reminded me about another email that we got from Jess. She was saying, you know, talking about the 4-7-8 breathing that we've talked about on here before, or I talk about 4-7-8 all the time, but it's just a way of breathing. Even before I had therapy this week, I kind of entered therapy razzled because I was running late and I was there, and she had me sit there and breathe for in and out until I could like level off a little bit. And it did help us reset. But Jess was sharing that she gets really anxious at work and other places too, but she started doing the 4-7-8 and it's been working for her and it's amazing. So she was asking if we knew anything as to why this connection between our nervous system mm-hmm. and the breathing actually worked. And I'm not an expert in breathing and why it's happening, but I know you know a little bit about why our body's responding to it.
It can be somewhat complicated, but to make it pretty simple is there's more than two, but if we talk about two parts of your autonomic nervous system, which is your threat defense system, there's a parasympathetic and the sympathetic. And one is fight flight and one is more of a calm state, free state. And so one revs you up, your inhale revs you up, and that's your fight flight, and your exhale slows you down. And so if you focus more on longer, slow exhales, then that is helping to settle your nervous system down. And it's telling you there's less of a threat.
Yeah.
Safety in your body.
Safety in your body. I love it. Well, just want to say thank you to Liz and Jess for both emailing in. And we would love to hear questions from y'all or anything you would like for us to discuss. You can send them to 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com and put 5th thing in the subject line. And in the meantime, you can find us on social media, Radio Amy and Kat.Defada. And then Kat's also got her podcast, You Need Therapy, as well.